Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Cornwall Treewhittle. And now, breaking news. After an unusual and horrifying defect was discovered in 98% of the new Pimpatronic Superplex unit, the company announces that the large prostitute distribution machines are now finally safe for both the customer and especially the prostitutes. Thomas C. Conterricorn Kitty, technical director of Pimpatronic, gives the latest on this ghastly defect.
We apologize to all the customers who have had to go through the horror of receiving their prostitutes dead at the front door of our units. Cryogenics is always a risky thing, and things like this can happen, especially when you're releasing mass-produced machines of this size in a matter of only a few days. We like to reassure everyone by saying, on behalf of all the technical department at Pimpatronic, that our superplexes are now safe for use, both by the customers and especially the prostitutes who work hard for us.
Harry Beavers, CEO of Pimpatronic, addressed the press shortly after the issues were resolved.
It's just a matter of time before the unit is perfect. We didn't expect things to just start off flawless. Remember the electropimps? People lost their lives during development and initial years in production. We will need time for the superplex, and even though it is not as potentially dangerous as the robots were, there's a lot of open room for mistakes and some might fall through the cracks.
But Mr. Beavers, what about all the prostitutes who died following this terrible incident?
The prostitutes?
Yes, Mr. Beavers, the prostitutes.
Who cares about the prostitutes? Listen, we're in the lucky line of business. We're not getting any lawsuits from the lives lost in this minor malfunction because these women did not have families nor friends. They're nobody. Who cares? Ask me more important questions.
Mr. Beavers, what caused the malfunction?
The engineers accidentally installed a meat locker operating system on the cryogenic control boards. Ghastly, really. While most of the components were functioning perfectly, refrigeration was being controlled as if meat were being kept frozen. The settings were not adequate for life preservation.
In other disturbing news, once again involving the giant pimping corporation, Pimpatronic's advertising may be one of the most effective ever. In fact, maybe too effective. Let's go to our correspondent, Dick Longfellow, for a detailed report. Dick?
Thank you, Cornwall. Cornwall, it looks like Pimpatronic have discovered a problem with the effectiveness of their advertising. See, it seems so effective that some men have died from seeing the spatial billboards while performing spacewalks. For those who don't understand how a billboard can do this, we have recovered a recording from one of the victim's ships. Al Lickertwat had to exit his ship to fix a minor problem on the outer hull. During this operation, a Pimpatronic space advertisement happened to float by. Here is the recording of what happened at that moment.
Captain Lickertwat, it seems you fixed the damage. You can come back to the bridge.
Thanks, Ensign Bumsheet. I'm on my... Oh, hey, wait a minute. Can you see the ad from the bridge? The ad floating there, man.
The new Pimpatronic billboard? Shit, Captain, don't look straight at it. You're in open space.
Man, whoa, but that's hot, man. Shit, this is getting me horny.
Captain, come back to the bridge now.
But I'm so damn horny, shit. I've got to whack off right here, right now.
Captain, don't unzip that spacesuit. Captain! Shit, send medics out there and tell them not to look at the goddamn billboard.
Tragic, really. Pimpatronic have added specific censorship on the very billboards to make them a little less dangerously effective. I'm Dick Longfellow, reporting from the Pimpatronic corporate office lobbies. Cornwall, back to you.
Thanks, Dick. Stay tuned for more developments in this story. I'm Cornwall Treewhittle for News 88.
And now, a BDO Radio original production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 9.
$20 trillion. It was beyond what Captain Dwayne Duval could even believe. Captain Hurley of the Sierra Military Police Fleet was sent by his people to make the offer to Dwayne Duval. But before any of this went ahead, Dwayne was going to require one hell of an explanation. Why in the universe would a military unit that only hours ago was plotting to attack his area because of its drug traffic and bad influences suddenly change their minds and fund the construction of crack cocaine factories? Why so much money and such sudden dedication.
So, are you going to speak, or do I have to slap you with my long-range radar?
I'm just waiting for you to get seated comfortably, Captain.
I think I am. Go ahead, the suspense is killing me.
5 hours ago, we arrived with former Captain Haley at Sierra 7 Beta, his home planet. Over there, a ceremony was held for Haley's heroic acts. Are you laughing?
No! I'm playing tennis!
Oh, okay. Anyway, when he exited his ship, officers immediately came for him and brought him to the outdoor auditorium. Hundreds of thousands awaited. They all wanted to see Haley get the honors he
deserved. Few hundred years, out of Numeris' population of already amazing people, an even more brilliant, courageous, and distinct individual breaks from the pack and takes a long lead, guiding our people to a better future. For many decades, we have not seen such great heroes. Many waited for long periods of time, hoping our people would get a glimpse of the light again. But today we are reassured. Today the tradition returns as we honor yet another of our incredibly outstanding Sierrian officials. Today is the day for former Captain Samson Haley. Thank you, people, thank you. Now Samson will be promoted to Admiral and will then offer a speech to the population. And now I present Admiral Samson Haley.
Man, my ears, man! Can you chill, man? My ears, they hurt, man. Wow, man, thanks, man. Anyway, well, you know, it's like hard to do this without a rock, but yeah, cool, man.
Admiral Haley, how did you fight such a large thing as the Silvershine Zone?
Man, it's really, I don't know, man, you know? It's like, well, you know?
Well, Admiral Haley, we would definitely like to know.
Man, there was this key, and then I got high, and then I got high on one rock with this old pipe man in a cave, and then I got high again, and then, like, you know, the zone, like, it got small, man, and then no more crack, man.
It was definitely brave of you, Admiral Haley.
Man, thanks, man, but I need a rock right about now.
Admiral Haley, the Sierrian system has already considered rebuilding one of the demolished systems of the Silvershine Zone in your name. It is far, but your heroism must be properly marketed in that area.
Man, crack, man, I want crack, dude, you know, man?
How can we make crack?
Man, the captain, that Duval guy, he's got cocaine, I think, and he knows, man. He knows the rocks, man.
This system would be rebuilt along your guidelines. Are you suggesting we build crack factories on it?
Whoa, man! I was thinking, like, just a few ounces of rocks, man, you know, just like to get high.
The Sierrians wanted to honor their beloved admiral so badly, they quickly rushed out the ridiculous amount of $20 trillion to rebuild the Falkor system. The system would be known as the Haley system, and if things went as planned, crack cocaine production factories would be in business within a single week, at a primary phase, and fully operational within the first month, along with the completion of surrounding facilities such as bars, strip clubs, whorehouses, and pawn shops. Crack, or even cocaine, was a substance completely unknown to Sierrians, and they would need help to complete their hero's wishes. Captain Dwayne Duval was the only hope. Sierrians agreed to entrust Dwayne's network with a heavy task of rebuilding Haley's system. Haley was promised to be allowed to consume the very first rock produced at his new system. The Sierrian government was also planning to arrange field trips for their people to discover the wonderful substance so cherished by their favorite hero, Samson Haley. Many Sierrians would get to experience a visit into a place where their hero achieved greatness, a place where Sierra was being represented outside their system for the first time in their history. Captain Dwayne Duval, while listening to the story, quickly understood the situation. He knew the Sierrians were giving honors to a complete loser who indirectly murdered billions of people. But he could certainly not convince them of the contrary at this point. And anyway, this was all turning in his favor. You know, 20 trillion is a ridiculous amount, but it's not quite sufficient for an entire system.
We're aware. All you need to do is start with one, maybe two planets. Once you've got that in place, I assume we will agree on some way of sharing the production facility profits.
Good point. And you want to build more with that money.
Exactly.
And I see you need this fast. I'll get to contacting the contractors. Man, are they going to be happy to hear this.
In the meantime, we're sending you Admiral Haley as a representative.
Admiral? You made him Admiral?
Yes, we made him Admiral. Are you laughing?
No, I'm baking a cake.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Captain Hurley, I'll be turning around, heading right for the Falkor system.
The Haley system.
Right, the Haley system. Anyway, and we're going to be building already within a day. In fact, I'd like to get the crack production up and going a bit faster because this zone's really lacking it.
If you can do that, go ahead. Sierrians are eager to get their first samples imported from here.
Samples?
Sierrians want crack, Mr. Duval. It's the substance our hero cherishes the most.
Guys, you really should think about this. I'd hate to see Sierra become a red light district.
Nonsense. If we follow Haley's guidance, this cannot happen.
See, this is the thing. I'm not gonna try to convince you. You won't believe me when I say Haley's a loser, eh?
No, we won't.
And you won't believe me when I try to say his actions killed billions, right?
No, Haley is a hero. Face it.
Oh, I'm not the one who's gonna have stuff to face. Believe me.
Captain Duval, we will contact you shortly for a progress report.
Keep in touch.
Later.
Damn, Rashid, can you check my chair? I'm so uncomfortable, I can't be seated in this damn thing.
Yes, Captain. I check shit chair.
Dwayne, you'll never believe what we got from Earth. Check it out.
What is this?
The latest hit from the rapper $5.
$5? What's the song?
Bling Bling. Listen to this, man.
Bling Bling, ring-a-ling, ding ding, king-bing. Bling Bling, ring-a-ling, ding ding, king-bing. Ding ding-a-ling, bling ding ding, dring-ling bing.
Wow, I can't believe they still make this crap, and that it still becomes a hit.
Yeah, really, eh?
There's what, 6 words in the song, and 0 cents? Ah, shut it off.
Yeah, good idea.
The NSS-421's crew quickly got to contacting the required personnel to rebuild 2 of the Haley system's planets. It was only hours before the plans were created, submitted, reviewed, and approved by the team. In only moments, crews were already dispatched to begin building the primary phase of the installations. Meanwhile, Admiral Haley finally makes his approach towards the NSS-421.
NSS-421? Captain Man, this is Haley Man.
Haley! Man, what took you so long?
Man, I went to your planet and Earth, man, and I found some crack, man.
Dude, in about 2 days, the factory is going to be partially operational. You just couldn't wait, could you?
Dude, man, I'm really, really rich now, so
Okay, Haley, gate 6B this time.
Okay, man.
Ship docked. You are aboard the NSS-421.
Captain, where do I go, man?
The bridge! Come on, hurry! There might be something going on here!
Okay, man. Open door.
Door opening.
The bridge. Right, up that ladder and then... Okay, yeah.
Welcome, Haley. I suggest you hold on to something.
Why, Captain Man?
Yo, Captain, it's getting closer.
What is it?
Some abnormal particle shockwave, yo. Impact in 3, 2, 1.
Fuck, that hit hard, man. What was that, Eddie Man?
Yo, I don't know, man. I think it's some form of spatial distortion.
Spatial distortion, Captain?
Hang on, Haley Man. Do you have crack? Man!
Actually, yes. I don't know why, but I have crack. Why? You want some crack, Captain?
Man! Haley, I'm happy to see you, man. Now, give me your stash, man.
Why so fast? Slow down, Captain.
Dude, man, I need a... Hey, wait, man. Why am I addicted to crack, man?
Wait, wasn't I addicted myself just minutes ago?
Oh, man, dude.
Eddie, man, did this thing switch Haley's crack addiction and my soberness, man?
Yeah, man, it's hard to say, but man, you're scaring me, Captain.
Man, your pipe. I need the tools, you know, Haley?
Sure, Captain. Now, Captain, how's the construction going?
Man, it's started, man. Crack is going to start coming out of there in only a day or two, man. I can't wait, man.
Hey, wait. What have I done? Because my people think my crackhead actions were heroic, I've influenced them into believing crack is a great substance because that's all I seem to crave. But now I'm sober, and I see the horror I'm going to create if these factories are built. All my people will become crackheads, or at least a lot of them. I've got to do something to stop
this. Yeah, Captain, everyone, hold on. There's another shockwave coming.
Man, not now. I'm just about to light a rock, man. Come on.
Yeah, impact in 3, 2, 1.
Man, Captain Man, what are you doing with my crack, man?
Oh, shit. Haley, me, I'm back. Well, here you go, Haley.
Man, I was just thinking of something really important, man. I forgot. Oh, man, but Captain, give me my pipe back too. I'll smoke that rock for you, you know?
Here, I don't want it anymore. Now, Eddie, what in the hell were those? I don't want to see that happening again.
Yeah, Captain, that's easy to say, but I've got no fucking idea what these crazy distortions are.
Shit, man. Any other damage from these things or something?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so set course for Falcor. Or Haley.
Captain Man?
Haley, I didn't call your name. I said the name of the system that's named after you.
What, man?
Never mind.
What, Captain Man?
Never mind.
Oh, man!
Captain Man?
What?
We're going backwards, yo.
Then go forward.
Yeah, I am going forward. Or, well, I'm supposed to be. I think the distortion reversed our engines.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me, man. Okay, put her in reverse to set coordinates.
Okay, but we can't go as fast.
These fucking distortions better be something really rare. Like the will-not-happen-again kind of rare.
After a nice long sleep, far away from home at a hotel on Bakitan Utra 4, Jesus awoke with a desire to scour more bars, exploring a zone he had not visited in 1,000 years. Bakitan Utra 4 had one of the strangest varieties of establishments to socialize, drink, and consume other substances. Many had a simple approach, like the classic sideliner, but some bars liked to add a little exclusive detail. Most of these bars worked with rules similar to dress codes, but applied to other things, such as language, behavior, and such. For instance, Jesus' first visit was to a pub called The Foaming Mouth. The pub was normal in appearance and offered nothing much more than beer and snacks, but they had an interesting rule that made a visit in the establishment a memorable, often comical event. The Foaming Mouth required all its customers to overuse profanity in the most gratuitous way possible. Any customer caught expressing himself too cleanly for the rules would be expelled from the pub and banned on second offense. Jesus rehearsed his Barry White voice again and walked into the bar, curious to experience such a place.
How the fuck are you motherfucking doing, sir?
Why, I'm fucking great, fuck.
That's fucking shit-ass lovely. Can I fucking serve any shit to you?
What shit do you fucking have?
Fuck, man, I fucking have motherfucking draft beer, goddamn vodka fucking shots on fucking special, fuck, cheap as shit, and fucking strong-ass motherfucking shit that'll fucking knock you off the fucking bar after, like, 2 shit-ass fucking tiny piss-ass shots.
Fucking give me the fucking vodka shots, shit, you know, fuck.
Fucking vodka shots on the fucking way, motherfucker. That'll fucking be 3 fucking shit-ass dollars, 95 tiny-ass fucking cents, fuck.
Here you fucking go, fuck.
Hey, man, you fucking got a goddamn fucking light, fuck?
Yeah, here's my lighter. Here you go, man.
Excuse me, sir.
What the fuck?
I just fucking heard you motherfucking say, yeah, here's my lighter, man, here you go, without fucking swearing a single fucking time, you shit-ass pussy-dripping fuck.
Fucking sorry, man. Really ass-chopping sorry.
You fucking do that again, I fucking kick you the fuck out on your ass so fucking hard, you'll fucking leave shit traces on the goddamn motherfucking sidewalk.
Jesus also visited the Big Bang, a bar in which customers must be naked.
Hey, man, can you get back from me a little?
Man, I'm just waiting in the line for a drink like you, man. I'm trying to keep my spot, man.
Okay, but, like, could you at least not have a hard-on? You're, like, poking me around real close to, you know.
Oh, man, sorry, man. It's those pills, man.
Yeah, just step back or stop trying to probe me, okay?
Sorry, man.
Before leaving the zone and visiting surrounding areas, Jesus visited one more place, the Thoughtful Songbird, in which customers are required to express themselves poetically.
Welcome, sir, to Songbird the Thoughtful. Serve you a drink, may I, in afternoon this wonderful.
Bartender, well, Bloody Mary with a hit me. Really like I'd also a couple of side on the vodka shots fast be.
Way right, yes, sir. Be done it will promptly. By the end way, this lady there over seems giving to be you, I the lovely.
Oh shit, where?
Poetically speak, or you'll your ass get out of here kicked.
Very sorry am I, tender bar. Poetic my expression fail will longer know.
Meanwhile, back on the NSS 421, Haley has locked himself in his temporary quarters while many from his home are trying to reach him.
Haley, there's another call for you from home, man.
Captain, man, can you divert it, man? I'm, like, unavailable, man.
Haley, you're an admiral. People need to talk to you.
I know, but you know, I'm, like, busy, man. I can, like, almost not hear you, man.
Haley!
Just divert it, Captain, man. And Captain?
Yes, Haley.
Can you divert all calls, man? Just, you know, I want to be, like, not be bothered, man.
For how long?
Man, like, I don't know, 3 days, man?
3 days? You know how many people will be trying to get a hold of you in that time, you moron?
Man, just a bit of time to feel good, man.
Haley, I'll page you back in 1 hour.
Man, why not 3 days, man?
The factories are going to be running before that, you idiot. You're not staying locked up in those quarters for that long. You'll be leaving a permanent stench. 1 hour.
Man. Okay, man. Now leave me alone, man.
Remember, 1 hour. Buster, is Gregory still on the charger?
Yeah. He should be fully charged by now, though. It's been a while.
Go switch him on. He's gonna guard the first factory on Haley 1.
Right away, man.
Yo, everyone, hold on to something.
Not another one.
Yes, another one, yo. Yeah, these fucking things appear out of almost nowhere.
Damage?
Yeah, this one put our engines the right way, man.
Well, at least there's that.
Yeah, fuck, but my joystick is upside down now.
Can you manage?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, now we've got to find out why these fucking things are happening. Eddie, any ideas on the radar?
Yeah, I see a bunch of these things in the area.
Any other reports of these in the zone?
None at all. It's completely weird.
Weird indeed. We just got to make sure it doesn't reach the ground of our planets while we're building.
Captain, there's a Sierrian reporter contacting us to know when the first factory will open. Looks like this thing's gonna be a big deal to him.
At 20 trillion, I'd expect it.
Hell yeah. Anyway, so, are we on track for this?
Well, leave him hanging for now, because we might have to delay things if these anomalies keep hitting this area. Imagine all these ships that are going to be flying around. It could destroy some of them. We gotta keep them safe and happy. We're fucking rich because of these people.
Good point. I'll tell him we're still aiming for 1 week.
That's the idea.
Captain, man!
What is it, Haley? Your hour isn't over yet.
I know, man, but this is weird, Captain.
What's up?
My crack, like, cloned itself, man.
It cloned itself?
Well, I had some crack a few minutes ago, and now I have, like, twice the some crack I had, you know?
Man, you explain yourself horribly. Haley, that must be the spatial anomalies we're hitting. We really don't know what could come next.
Man, we could get rich with that shit, man.
I'm not gonna take chances.
The NSS 421's crew went hard at work on finding out a way to protect themselves from the anomalies. If they couldn't find the source, they would at least find a way to cope with them. Dwayne was trying to juggle all the ongoing events. The construction of planets Haley 1 and 2, the organization of the crack production factory's inauguration, the mediatic attention, and now, these strange anomalies. Things were going to get difficult, and the crew knew it.
System on. Hello, yo. I be Gregory, the Electropimp. I'm special.
Okay, Gregory, we've got a mission for you.
Yay! Fun mission time for me!
Gregory, you're going to have to... Gregory!
What?
You're going to have to guard Factory A01 on the new planet Haley 1.
Yo, I protect, yo! Hey, look! I made a drawing!
Yeah, wow, Gregory, that's, what is it?
This here is me, and this is the hoe.
And what are you doing to the hoe?
You see? She only have one bill of money. That's not enough. I'm slapping her, yo.
Ah, I see. You still have the pimp instincts.
Yo, I like pimping hoes. I like drawing pictures.
Okay, but now, defend.
Defend.
Factory.
Factory.
A01.
A01.
Haley's going to be taking you there soon. Just at the opening. Come on with me to the bridge.
Okay.
Hey, Buster, just in time. We'll need your help researching this data. Oh, hi, Gregory.
Hey, Captain Manuel, hi.
Captain, this is fucked up. What if the anomalies start tearing parts of the ship off? It looks like it's set to do that.
I don't know, Buster. We have to figure out a way to protect ourselves against these. Then we'll deal with the origin.
Man, I think we've got to test this data against the database of available time-space distortion protection materials.
Those shockwaves are definitely in that category, I agree.
Yeah, Captain, I've got this way to detect these things a little bit earlier. It's gonna take a lot of juice, but I think it's worth it, yo.
Go ahead. This way we have a chance of getting out of the way.
Look at that, Captain, it worked. There's another one coming and I just detected it. I'm gonna try to dodge it.
Eddie, steer right.
Yeah, fuck, man, this upside down joystick is confusing me.
Oh, crap, you're gonna hit it.
Yeah, goddamn, hang on, everyone.
Is everyone okay?
Dwayne.
Buster.
Captain.
Eddie.
Captain, Allah has punished me.
What?
I am a woman now.
Dwayne, you sound funny.
You too, Buster.
Oh, man.
What?
Well, I should say, oh girl, not oh man.
What?
We're chicks, man.
Captain, battleship should be paint pink. I woman too now.
Does this mean we menstruate? Women bleed from between leg often.
This is like, not cool.
You people be my bitches.
What?
I wanna pimp some hoes. Yo, I now detect you hoes.
No, Greg, stay away from me.
Yeah, leave him alone. Ah! Oh, Captain, yo, I'm a girl, too.
Eddie, everyone seems to have switched sexes. We noticed. Now come help us turn Gregory off.
Bitches, prostitutes, mine, I like hoes.
Man, I mean, girl, we better get a plan together, because I'm not a chick. I want my schlong back.
Me too, Buster.
Captain Man, what's going on, man? I'm a girl, man.
Haley, we know. Get over here. This is critical.
Man, but hey, man, will you give me crack if I, like, have sex with you, man? I can do that now. I can get rich, man.
Haley, you moron, we're all girls now. And I'm kind of busy trying to avoid a retarded electropimp. Get your ass over here, you idiot.
Man, okay, Captain Man.
Have the producers of Drug Ring 2167 decided to suddenly change every main character's sex, or will our crew get lucky and hit another anomaly to cancel out the current one? Will the crew find out what is causing these strange anomalies and how to stop them? Are the shockwaves going to get stronger and more dangerous? How is the future of the Sierra System's people now that many of them will be introduced to crack, believing that the newfound substance is an enlightening, magical wonder? Will the little Red Riding Hood meet the wolf while walking in the woods? Find out in the next episode of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is written and produced by Budweiser at BDO Radio Studios in Montreal, Canada.
Sir, do you have a cigarette?
No, I'm afraid I'm all out. But here, have my penis instead.